们读以弗所书第六章。
We'll turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
十节。
Verse 10.
以弗所书第六章第十节。我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes.
因我们并不是与血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
With all prayers and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance faith.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness of the mystery of the gospel.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
今有所亲爱忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事情并我的景况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。
But that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord.Will make everything known to you.
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us, and that he may comfort your hearts.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。
Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith.From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
Grace be to all those who love our Lord Jesus with an incorruptible love.
我们下面一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这些蒙你大恩的人。
We who have received great grace from you.
你今天来召聚我们来进入这样一场的征战的里面。
You are calling us today into this warfare.
愿主你早晨借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
So this morning may you open your words to us by your Holy Spirit.
让我们有从圣灵而来的智慧。
So that we can have wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够晓得仇敌的诡计。
So that we can know the schemes of the devil.
让我们靠着主的大能大力，在你的面前成为基督的精兵。
So that by your strength, your might and power, we can be a soldier to Christ.
主，我们早晨祈求你来帮助我们。
Lord, this morning may you help us.
让我们都来认识你的心意。
So that we can know your heart.
被你的圣灵来光照。
So that we can be enlightened by your Holy Spirit.
我们都仰望你的怜悯。
We look up for your mercy.
愿我们在这里都能来遇见你。
May we all meet you here today.
我们在这里不是听见一个好像一件事情。
We're not here just to hear about a matter, a thing.
我们愿意在这里听见你的呼召。
We want to hear your calling.
我们愿意这里听见神儿子的声音。
We want to hear the voice of the Son of God.
我们一同的来仰望你。
Lord, we look up to you.
安静我们每个人的心。
Quiet our hearts.
好让圣灵向我们说话的时候，我们都能听见。
So when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we all can hear.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书讲到神的教会。
The book of Ephesians talk about the church of God.
教会乃是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
乃是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's filled by the one who fills all in all.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么是教会呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the church?
教会就是基督。
The church is Christ.
是基督丰满的彰显。
It is the expression of the fullness of Christ.
是被基督完全充满的。
It is filled by Christ completely.
是把基督完全彰显出来的。
It expresses Christ completely.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的意象。
And that is our vision.
因为基督就是我们的意象。
Because Christ is our vision.
这里面讲到神的教会，但让我们看见在教会里充满的乃是基督。
Here as we see, it mentions the church, we see Christ who fills the church.
不仅他看给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
Not only we see Christ, church is the body of Christ.
他也更告诉我们教会是神的家。
But he also says this is the house of God.
教会是新人。
Church is the new creation.
所以我们不能够再过旧人的生活。
So we cannot live in the old creation.
我们心思意念必须被圣灵更新而变化。
The Holy Spirit must transform our mind.
我们在地上是要被预备整齐，成为基督的心腹。
We're being prepared here on earth to be made ready as a bride of Christ.
何等的荣耀！
How glorious!
那么讲完这一切以后，
After he mentions all this,
怎么这里又突然讲到征战的事呢？
How come he start talking about this warfare?
当然，这里我们知道，给我们看见教会乃是基督的精兵。
Of course, here it shows us church is the soldier of Christ.
教会是神用来对付仇敌的器皿。
The church is the vessel that God uses against the enemy.
是要把基督在十字架上得胜，把它彰显出来。
That the church will manifest the victory that Christ has won on the cross.
教会不仅彰显基督的荣耀。
Not only church manifests His glory.
教会不仅让这些执政的、掌权的，现今就知道神百般的智慧。
Not only through church, the power and the rulers will know the manifold wisdom of God.
神也要借着教会来彰显基督的得胜。
But also through the church, God will manifest His victory.
让这个得胜被带到各个方面。
That this victory will be brought to every aspect.
让仇敌彻底的失败。
That the enemy will be utterly defeated.
有一天要把仇敌放在主的脚下，成为主的脚凳。
One day the enemy will become a footstool to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的事！
How wonderful and amazing it is.
我们这人是何等的软弱。
We know how weak men are.
在受造的里面，人是受造的时候是比天使要低的受造之物。
Out of all creations, men are lower than angels.
但是在神的荣耀的计划里面，神竟然借着这些软弱的人来打败他的仇敌。
But in the plan of his creation, the Lord even wants to use these weak and lower men to defeat his enemies.
所以这里面我们看见主给我们清楚的知道教会在地上有一个非常重要的责任。
Here we see that very clearly the church has a very important responsibility.
教会要起来征战。
That the church needs to rise up and fight.
你知道，有的时候我们讲到征战的时候。
Sometimes when we talk about this warfare.
或者说我们许多时候想到征战的时候。
Or every time we think about warfare.
我们对征战的感觉都是比较正常的感觉，都是比较负面的。
The natural reaction to it is very negative.
有谁在座的特别喜欢征战的？把手举一下。
If you may raise your hand if you really enjoy waging wars.
我可喜欢这个国攻打国，民攻打民。
I really like to hear about the news about one nation fighting against another.
我喜欢每个家里面都常常充满了征战。
I like to hear the news that every family is filled with warfare.
我不知道有没有这样好战的人。
I don't know if there's any one of you that loves warfare so much.
我想在于在地上我们看到这些属血气的征战。
But as we see all these warfares in the flesh here on earth,
我们说这些属血气的征战带来的结果都是许多的这个亏损。
We see the results of these warfares brings much suffering and loss.
无论你觉得你是得胜也好，你是失败也好
，either you feel that you have won the victory or you have lost.
你发现这些征战的越久，那个损失越大。
The longer you wage the battle, the more you lose.
那这个征战越多，你就看见说那一个造成的那个破坏就越多。
The more warfare you have, the more you will suffer loss.
所以我们想到这些地上属血气的征战，我们对征战都有一个比较负面的感觉。
So as we think of these battles in the flesh, we have a negative connotation.
就是我们总盼望能够减少这些征战。
We want to reduce these warfares or battles as much as possible. That we can reach a peaceful resolution. So truly blessed are the peacemakers.
那个是被称作神的儿子的。
Because those will be called sons of God.
如果今天我们的孩子和别人的孩子打起来了。
If today your child is fighting with another person's child.
一个智慧的父母是让这个征战能够平息下来。
A wise parent will find a resolution for this.
如果这个做父母的是帮助自己的孩子继续和别人征战的话
，If you are a parent who fights for your child,
这实在是缺少智慧的父母。
Then this is a foolish parent.
如果你看见一对夫妻两个人争吵起来了
，If you see a husband and wife is fighting and arguing,
如果你是他的真实的好朋友
，If you are truly a good friend of them,
你总是盼望他们能够。
Then you sincerely wish that they will find peace.
你有没有看见有这样的朋友给他出主意
？Have you ever seen a friend that tries to give them ideas? Trying to
跟他干到底。
Be sided with one person and fight till the end.
你知道，在我们的地上看见这些属血气的征战，我们的感觉都是负面的。
As we see all these warfares in the flesh, we have a very negative connotation.
这是正常的。
And it's very natural.
因为我们实在不愿意看见这些属血气的征战。
Because we don't want to see these warfares.
因为这些征战带来的这个亏损太大了。
Because it suffers great loss.
但是这里面所说的征战不是这些地上属血气的征战。
But the warfare here, mentioned here is not the warfare in the flesh.
这里面说的征战是属灵的征战。
The struggle is a spiritual one.
这里面的仇敌不是属血气的。
The enemy here is not the enemy in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这里说的仇敌是属灵的。
This is a spiritual enemy.
他说是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的、已经天宫中属灵气的恶魔。
The struggle is against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，我想这里不能够。再更清楚了。
It cannot be any more clear.
不是属血气的。
It is not against the flesh.
是属灵的。
It is the spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，这一场的征战跟属血气的征战是完全不一样的。
It is a completely different warfare.
属灵的征战是越征战是越得益处的。
The spiritual battle, the more you fight these spiritual battle, the more you
gain. 越征战你的这个信心越刚强的。
The more you fight spiritual battle, the more your faith is strengthened.
越征战，你的生命越老练的。
And the more your life is experienced.
你就发现这里面说到， 这个属灵的征战是成就一切的。
And you see, through the spiritual battle, all things are accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，属血气的征战是越征战越毁坏一切的。
The more you fight the fleshly battle, the more you destroy everything.
但是这里面是属灵的征战。
But this is a spiritual battle.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望神的话语把我们对于征战的观念把它转过来。
May the Lord, through His words, change our mind towards this battle.
属血气的征战我们尽可能的避免。
Let's avoid a fleshly battle at all cost.
但是这里面这个诗歌非常好，要起来起来。
But here the hymn says, rise up, stand up, stand up.
我们要忠心。
We need to be faithful.
我们要参与到这个征战的里面。
We need to join this battle.
因为神的儿女越是参与到这一场属灵的征战，他的生命就越成熟。
Because for children of God, the more we participate in this battle, the more we will be mature.
要成就一切的。
It can accomplish all things.
弟兄姊妹，这些事在圣经里面早就给我们启示出来了。
The Bible has revealed all this to us long time ago.
看看摩西。
See Moses.
摩西在埃及，在红海，在旷野，经历过多少属灵的征战。
When Moses was in Egypt, or when he was going through Red Sea, or in the desert, he has gone through so many spiritual battles.
每一次经过这些属灵的征战。你看见摩西，他对神的认识就更加的清楚。
But after every battle, he came to a clearer understanding of the Lord.
他与神的关系更加的亲密。
He came to a closer relationship with the Lord.
圣经上说，别人与神的那个神向他说话的时候，都是借着一些的事情向他们显明的。
The Bible says when God talks to other people, he reveals things through other circumstances.
但是和摩西是面对面。
But God spoke to Moses face to face. Through all these battles, he can see the form on the mountain. That form on the mountain is Christ Jesus himself. Today we talk about church being the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你我真的认识吗？
Do we truly see that?
你真的看见基督是我们的意象吗？
Do you truly understand that Christ is our vision?
你真的看见基督是充满了教会里面吗？
Do we truly see that Christ fills all of the church?
你看见那个教会的性质真的就是基督吗？
Do we see the true nature of church is Christ himself?
如果教会性质就是基督的话，
If Christ is the nature of church,
基督是可以分开的吗？
Then can Christ be divided?
弟兄姊妹，许多时候仇敌让我们彼此要分开。
Brothers and sisters, so many times the enemy causes us to be divided.
仇敌在那里来搅扰我们。
He tries to stir us up.
他破坏我们的合一。
He destroy our peace.
让我们借着神的恩典能够来经历这些的征战。
But through the grace of God that we can go through these battles.
何等的奇妙。
How wonderful.
仇敌越是这样搅扰我们。
The more he stirs us up and disturbs us.
我们越看见教会乃是基督的身体。
The more we will see the church is the body of Christ.
从前是停留在我们头脑里面。
Before it was just a head knowledge.
今天乃是光照在我们心眼的里面。
Now it's a light shining in our
heart. 让我们真认识我们所蒙的召是何等的荣耀，有何等的盼望。
So that we can truly know how glorious this calling.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战带给我们的益处太多了。
The spiritual battle brings us so much gain to us.
你看看加勒也不是不是他也是这样。
Do you not also see Caleb?
当他们去这个窥探了这一个迦南地以后。
When they went to the land of Canaan as spies.
他说我们上去吧。
And Caleb says, let's go up.
我们足能得胜。
We will be victorious.
你看看加勒他专门找那亚纳人去征战。
And he will go fight against the Anakites.
当他们进到迦南地的时候，你看见加勒那个时候已经85岁了。
When they eventually entered into Canaan, Caleb was already 85 years old.
85岁的人怎么还可以和巨人征战呢？
How can the 85-year-old man fight against the giants?
加勒借着这样的征战，他就得着了产业。
But through his battle, he received his inheritance.
得着了最宝贵的产业。
He received the most precious inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，征战不仅让我们看见属天的意象。
Brothers and sisters, not only we can see a heavenly vision.
征战让我们得着神要赐给我们的产业。
But the battle gives us the inheritance from the Lord.
约书亚也是一样。
So it's the same way with Joshua.
约书亚说，那与我们同在的比与他们同在要大多了。
He says, the one who is with us is greater than the one with them.
仇敌是我们的食物。
The enemies will be our food.
约书亚在他这一生中经过多少属灵的征战?
He has gone through so many spiritual battles. He has swallowed many enemies.
弟兄姊妹，你看他的生命就越过越老练。
So we saw how his life became more and more mature.
越过越成熟。
More and more
experienced.
Until one day he can take up the burden of Moses.
弟兄姊妹，摩西在神面前所担负的是。 什么样的责任呢?
Do you not know the responsibility that Moses had before God?
谁能像摩西一样能够担负起200万以色列人的责任呢?
Who can lift up the burden of these 2 million Israelites?
弟兄姊妹，借着痛斥仇敌。
But through swallowing the enemies,
借着这一场一场的征战,
through every battle, spiritual battle,
这里有个年轻的约书亚，他就被成全起来了。
Here's a young man, Joshua. He was matured.
属灵的征战是可。
The spiritual battle is delightful.
属灵的征战是宝贵的。
It is precious to us.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的话语里所给我们启示的。
And that's what revealed to us through the scriptures.
弟兄姊妹，不要上了仇敌的当。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
不要中了仇敌的诡计。
Do not be deceived by the schemes of the enemy.
仇敌今天让我们很讨厌征战。
Today the enemy causes us to really despise warfare.
让我们觉得征战跟我们没有关系。
And it causes us to think that this has nothing to do with us.
你说为什么吗?
Why is it so?
因为它让我们不晓得到底征战的对象到底是谁。
Because it confuses us so that we would not know who we're fighting against.
谁是我们的敌人,谁是我们的朋友? 这是征战的首要问题。
The most important question is who is our enemy and who is our friend?
弟兄姊妹，如果在参与征战的时候，你都不晓得谁是你的敌人，谁是你的朋友，你怎么能够进到征战里面去呢？
If you're going into a battle and not knowing who's your friend, who's your enemy, then how can you fight?
你知道，在我这个成长的这个信主的一段过程当中，你知道有的时候人家把这些都给模糊了。
In my life as a Christian, there is a long period of time that I was in utter confusion.
那么有的人，这个你知道，他们说他们结婚了，那时候我单身嘛，说他们结婚，他们家里常常争吵的。
When I was still single, brothers and sisters get married, they say they always argue at home.
然后他们说每个家都会吵架的。
They say, oh, every family will fight.
就是信主的也会吵架的。
Even believers, Christians, they will fight too.
那么你这有的人说他们家不吵架的。
So someone will say, oh, we don't fight at home.
那我们从来不吵架的。
We never argue.
我们只有属灵的征战。
We only have spiritual battles against each other.
你知道让我们听了这话以后，我们觉得你就
So after I heard that, I said, you just changed the name. As if you appear more spiritual than others.
没有错,
sure, of course, after all this, there is the work of the enemy.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, don't be confused.
我们的仇敌不是我们的先生。
Your husband is not your enemy.
我们的仇敌不是我们的妻子。
Your wife is not your enemy.
如果你觉得你在家里面整天有属灵的征战的话，
If you think you're fighting at home, it's a spiritual battle.
我盼望你真的知道那个仇敌到底是谁。
Then may you truly know who the enemy is.
如果你真的愿意用这样的词来描述你们家的争吵的话，
If you want to describe the fighting at your home with these words,
我们必须认识到底谁是我们的仇敌。
Then we must know who is our enemy.
不是属血气的。
It is not flesh and blood.
甚至都不是跟你自己。
It is not against yourself even.
你是不是属血气的?
Are you not flesh and blood yourself?
我们是属血气的。
We are flesh and blood.
这一场征战不适合属血气的人。
So this battle, this struggle is not against flesh and blood.
很多时候当我们说到征战的时候，我们提到的都是属血气的征战。
Very often when we mention the battle, we mention flesh and blood.
所以我们盼望说这些征战越来越少越好，对不对？
So we truly wish we'll have less and less of these.
你想想，一个人如果整天的就都是跟自己争着，那么他的生命，你想想，那一定是很软弱的。
Just imagine if anyone's fighting against himself day and night, then his life must be very weak. He has no rest.
所以我们说，我们要极力进入到基督的安息的里面。
But we say we need to press on into the peace and the rest of Christ.
因为基督在十字架上已经把我们的肉体和肉体的邪精，所以统统都已经同钉在十字架上。
Because he has crucified our flesh and its lust on the
cross. 我们需要真理的光，让我们进入这样的安息的里面。
We need the light of truth to enter into this rest.
弟兄姊妹，不要中了仇敌的诡计。
So do not be deceived by the scheme of the enemy.
仇敌就来混淆到底谁是你的仇敌。
He wants to come and confuse you so that you won't know who is the enemy.
不晓得谁是或者不确定谁是我们的仇敌，这场征战怎么打呢？
If we don't know or we're not sure who the enemy is, then how can we fight?
而且至少在我个人这个初信的阶段，
And in my own experience, I was a new believer.
我觉得征战离我十万八千里。
And I thought this battle, this warfare is so far away from me.
那是某些人的事。
It is only for some elite people.
或者说传福音的时候，那叫征战，对不对？
Well, when someone preaches the gospel, and then yes, he's fighting a warfare.
那些传福音的人，他们在打仗。
Those evangelists, they're fighting.
我们是看守器具的。
We are just watching over the storeroom, storage room.
在后方。
We are in the back.
我们没有参与征战。
We are not participating in the battle.
征战离我们这些小萝卜头还很远很远。
We're very far away. As very weak people, we're far away from this battle.
如果我觉得我还是个初信的，有很多时候仇敌让我们觉得这个征战跟你没有什么关系的。
So when I was a new believer, the enemy really caused me to think that I have nothing to do with this battle.
哦，弟兄姊妹，仇敌的诡计。
But that's the scheme of the enemy.
圣经里说有征战。
The Bible says there is a warfare.
仇敌跟你讲说没征战。
But the enemy tells you there is no warfare.
因为这很诡诈的。
Because this enemy is truly deceitful.
他有的时候他把自己藏起来，是不是？
He hides himself.
他让感觉他根本就在。
He makes you think that he doesn't exist at all.
如果仇敌都不存在，
If there is no enemy at all,
这个征战是空的。
Then it's a vain.Empty warfare.
但是你讲到那个人他自己吓唬自己。
Then it's just the preacher who is scaring himself.
或者是那个讲到人吓唬我们。
Or he is using these words to scare us.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现很多是这个仇敌非常的诡诈，他藏在许多的人事物的背后。
You see how deceitful this enemy is. He disguises himself behind many environments.
你想想，当他去引诱夏娃的时候，他的额头上有没有写说我是魔鬼？
You think when he was tempting Eve, did he write on his forehead, I am the devil?
你知道他不仅不说他是魔鬼。
Not only he didn't say he's the devil.
他做夏娃最好的朋友。
But he was pretending to be the best friend of Eve.
哦，他很疼他哟。
He was really caring for Eve.
你看看你吃的够不够啊？
He said, "Are you eating enough?"
怎么神都让你吃都吃不够？这怎么好呢？
How come God doesn't even give you enough to eat?
有人关心你吃喝呢？你是觉得他是你的朋友呢，还是你的敌人呢？
If someone cares about your eating and dietary habit, then do you think that's a friend or a foe?
他让你相信说他说的话是对的。
He makes you believe that he is right.
你吃的日子不一定死啊。
Or if you eat of it, you may not die.
弟兄姊妹，神说什么？
What did God say?
神说你吃的日子必定死。
When you eat of it, you must die.
你听谁？
You will die. Then who do you listen to?
以为你不征战哈，好呀。
Do not believe if you don't participate in this warfare, then nothing will happen to you.
关键在乎你到底听谁的。
It all depends on who you will listen to.
你听谁的，你就是这一边。
Whoever you listen to.His is the side you are standing on.
你说在家里面有的时候你跟配偶的观点不一样，对不对？
Sometimes you have different opinions at home with your.
你就看见小朋友就说我听 daddy 的。
So sometimes your child will say, "I will listen to daddy."
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就他站在 daddy 一边。
So, I am standing on daddy's side.
我听妈咪的。
Or I will listen to mom.
他的意思就是我站在妈咪一边。
And by that he means I will stand on her side.
弟兄姊妹，今天神说征战。
But today, God says there is a warfare.
仇敌跟你说根本都是虚的。
But the enemy says all is vanity.
你到底站在谁这一边？
Then whose side are you going to stand on?
弟兄姊妹，这一场的征战是非常真实的。
This is a very real warfare.
我们今天到底站在谁这一边？
Whose side are we going to stand on?
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们站在谁这一边，就决定我们到底站得住还站不住。
Whosever side you stand on will determine either you can stand firm or not.
你站在主这一边，主就站在你这一边。
If you stand on the Lord's side, he will stand on your side.
他在你右边，你就必不致摇动。
He stands on your right hand side.
这里面说
叫站稳了。You will not be shaken.
你怎么站得稳呢？
Here says stand firm. How can you stand firm?
你站得稳吗？
Can you stand firm?
你说我站在一个我很羡慕的这个属灵的人旁边。
He says, If you say, I'm standing on this spiritual brother who is greatly respected.
That
might not be firm. Even David has his weakness.
弟兄姊妹，只有站在主这一边，我们才站得稳。
Only when we stand on the Lord's side, we will not be shaken.
因为你站在主这一边，主就站在你这一边。
Because when we stand on the Lord's side, the Lord will stand on your side.
你就不致摇动。
He is at your right side, then you will not be shaken.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对我们来讲是太关键了。
This is so utterly crucial to us.
很多时候我们觉得还没关系。
Sometimes we think, oh, it's okay.
软弱一下没有关系。
It's okay if we
就站不住也没关系。
It's okay if we fall once in a while.
你知道在这个旧约里面，这个扫罗年间，这个有一半的神的百姓叫基得亚比的人。
In the time of Saul, King Saul, in the Old Testament, there was a people from Jabesh Gilead.
亚门人那个时候，我们知道那是神的仇敌。
The Ammonites was the enemy of God at that
time. 这些仇敌要来跟他们征战。
And these enemies came and besieged the city.
但是基得亚比的人，他们说：“哎呀，我们太软弱，我们不要征战。”
But the people of Jabesh Gilead says, "We're too weak. I don't want to fight against you. I don't want to stand up and fight."
啊，我们就甘愿做你们的仆人好了。
Let us just serve you.
你知道，做仇敌的仆人，那是做败坏的奴仆。
You know, to be a servant to the enemy is the servant of
the corrupt. 神的儿女如果做败坏的奴仆，那里面那种痛苦是没有办法想象的。
If you as a child of God became a slave to corruption, then you will be in great sorrows, unimaginable.
他们想到。
But they cannot imagine.
他们以为说我们就做败坏的奴仆就可以了。
But these people just thought it's okay if we just serve the enemy.
我们也不愿意这个为神站住的。
We don't want to stand up.
我们也不想征战的。
We don't want to fight.
我们就甘心乐意做这个败坏的奴仆好了。
We'll just surrender and be a servant.
但是仇敌说。
But the enemy said,
如果你要做败坏的奴仆。
If you want to serve us.
我还要把你的右眼，每一个人的右眼都把它剜出来。
I will gouge out your right eye from every one of you.
怕的就是眼睛得开的人。
The enemy is most afraid of the ones whose eyes
are open. 什么叫做蒙恩得救，弟兄姊妹？
What does it mean to be redeemed and saved?
蒙恩得救就是眼睛得开。
The ones who are redeemed are the ones whose eyes are opened.
从黑暗转向光明。
Who has turned from darkness into light. 从
撒旦的权下归向神。
Who has turned from the dominion of Satan
unto God. 每一个眼睛得开的人是脱离撒旦权下的人。
Everyone whose eyes has been opened escaped from the enemy's dominion.
最怕的就是眼睛得开的人。
The enemy is most afraid of the ones whose eyes are open.
哪里有眼睛得开的人，哪里仇敌就失败。
Whosoever the eyes open, there the enemy will fail.
你看以利沙，他是一个眼睛得开的一个人。
You see how Elisha, his eyes were open.
当他在那里住在以色列地的时候
，When he was living in the Israelites,
仇敌无论有多少的诡计
，No matter how many schemes of the enemy came up,
都是遇见失败。
Every time he will, Elisha will come to victory.
他们就问说这个。这个以色列王到底他有什么样的本事
and the enemy will ask what power does Israelites have
他的仆人就说不是他这个以色列王有本事啊
the servant will say it's not the king of Israel that has power
乃是在以色列中有一个人是眼睛得开的
but there is one whose eyes is opened among the Israelites
弟兄姊妹我们今天已经是眼睛得开的人
Brothers and sisters, today our eyes have been opened
我们从前被仇敌弄瞎了心眼
Before our eyes were blinded by the enemy
我们弄瞎心眼的时候我们如果把眼睛挖出就没感觉的
If when the eyes of our heart was blinded, it's okay
但是今天我们是眼睛得开的一般人弟兄姊妹
But today our eyes are opened
我们如果不站起来征战的话不仅我们做败坏的奴仆
If we do not stand up to fight not only will we become a slave to corruption
而且我们的右眼要被剜出来的
But also they will gouge out our right eye
什么叫做右眼呢
What does it mean for to
have a right eye 右眼就是属灵的眼睛
That is the eye of spirituality
我们里面黑暗
So that our inner being will be darkened
弟兄姊妹征战
We have to fight
仇敌已经把我们憋到墙角了
The enemy has besieged us to the corner.
仇敌把我们四面围起来了。
He has besieged us.
你要不然从他胯下过去做奴仆。
Either you crawl through his legs to be his
slave. 甘心乐意的让他把眼睛剜出来。
That willingly you will allow him to gouge out your right eye.
要不然你就要征战。
Or you have to stand up and fight.
没有退路。
There is no other way.
不能够投降。
You cannot surrender.Brothers and sisters, today we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得属灵的征战跟我们是十万八千里。
Do not feel that the spiritual battle is a million miles
away from. 这一场的征战是我们每一个人必须要打的。
We have to fight this battle, every single one of us.
这是教会在地上的责任。
This is the responsibility of church here on earth.
血气的征战是可羞耻的。
The battle of flesh and blood is shameful.
属灵的征战乃是荣耀的。
But the battle of the spirit is glorious. The more you fight the spiritual battle, the more you'll be enlightened.
刚才那首诗歌唱得真好，他说我们的那个胆量是和那个危险一起增长的。
The more you fight, the hymn says your courage will increase with the danger.
仇敌越是来搅扰我们，我们里面的信心就越增加。
The more enemy tries to disturb us, the more we experience the spiritual warfare, the more we'll grow up into maturity, so that we can see the heart of God, so that we can receive inheritance, so that our life can be perfected.
你知道吗? 以弗所书前面这些所有要成就的，其实都是借着征战。
You see, all the truth and the reality that's revealed in Ephesians will be accomplished through this battle. Here it says, finally.
不是在啰嗦一段, 不是,
not that he wants to.
不是不重要的一段,
not that he wants to nag a little more. But it's the most important.
借着征战是成就一切,
because through this battle, you will have done everything and to stand firm.
请原谅弟兄姊妹让我在这花了这么一点的时间。
Do forgive me for spending extra time. We need the Holy Spirit to renew our mind so that we can have a new understanding and a new attitude towards this battle.
让我们像使徒保罗这样，我们以逼迫、患难、急难、困苦、逼迫为饥渴喜乐的事。So
like Paul will rejoice, and exalt in persecution, in tribulation.
因为经过这些这样的征战，基督就更加的显明出来。
So that through all these battles, Christ will be revealed even more.
他的能力在我们的软弱上显得完全。
His power will be perfected in our weakness.
弟兄姊妹太荣耀了。
How glorious!
弟兄姊妹，神的教会怎样让基督能够这样的彰显出来呢？
How can the Church of God manifest Christ?
借着征战。
Through battle.
弟兄姊妹不要怕征战。
Do not be afraid of this.
不要胆怯。
Do not lose heart, but rise up.
我们要起来征战,
stand up and
弟兄姊妹,
fight.
因为这是属灵的征战,
because this is a spiritual battle.
因为我们的仇敌是属灵的仇敌,
because we have a spiritual enemy.
这个属灵的征战是越征战越荣耀的,
the more you fight the spiritual battle, the more glory we'll receive.
弟兄姊妹, 这是这段, 以弗所书所告诉我们的,
and that is what the book of Ephesians tells us.
弟兄姊妹, 这个征战对我们每个人来讲太宝贵了。
This battle is so precious to each one of us.
我们没有一个人甘愿做败坏的奴仆。
We do not want to be slaves to corruption.
有谁愿意已经眼睛隔开又被仇敌重新蒙蔽起来呢？
Who of you whose eyes have been opened wants to have his eyes gouged out again by the enemy?
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来征战。
So we need to stand up and fight.
那你怎么征战呢？
Then how can we fight?
基德亚比的人，他们说我们没办法呀。
The people of Jabez Gilead says we have no power.
我们逃不掉了。
There's nothing we can do.
我们也不愿意这样的被他把眼睛弯出来，不愿意。
We can't escape, but we don't want our eyes to be gouged out.
可是我们也不能硬拼呢。
But we can't use our force.
我们要征战，但是我们拼不起啊。We
want to fight, but we have to.
我们太软弱了。
We're too weak.
仇敌太强壮了。
The enemy is too strong for us.
你知道基利亚比的人，他们就去找人了。So
they sent for help.
他们找这个扫罗王。
They sent for help from King Saul.
他们找征战的元帅。
They sought after the captain of the battle.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有没有征战的元帅？
Do we not have a captain of the battle?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天征战的元帅实在不是属血气的。
And we praise the Lord that the captain that we have is not flesh and
blood. 我们征战的元帅比扫罗王强多了。
Our captain is much better than King Saul.
圣灵乃是我们征战的元帅。
Holy Spirit is the captain of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说要靠着主，借着他的大能大力，这样做刚强的人。
So by the Lord, through His power and strength, we can be strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你摸着圣灵，你就住在主里面。
Whenever you touch the Holy Spirit, you dwell in the Lord.
这里面中文说靠主，其实就是在主里面。
Here it says by the Lord, it actually means being in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们靠着主，我们就摸着 那个圣灵的大能。
By the Lord, we can touch the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵大能乃是运行在基督身上的能力。
We know the power of the Spirit is the power that works in Christ.
你知道那个能力有多么浩大？
How great is this power?
胜过死亡的能力。
It's a power that overcame death.
升天的能力。
It's a power that ascended to heaven.
这个叫万有归服自己的大能。
It's a power that subjects all things to himself.
超越一切的大能。
It's the one that surpasses everything.
弟兄姊妹，这个能力今天就在圣灵的里面。
But this power today is in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们回到灵里面，
Whenever we come back to the Spirit,
我们就摸着圣灵，
we touch the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就住在我们人的灵里面，
we know that His Spirit dwells within our spirit.
那你说我怎么回到灵里面呢？
Then how do we come back to the Spirit, you ask?
我想可能是翁弟兄在这边一直在讲到一件事，就是属灵的操练。
I think Brother James continued to emphasize this one thing, is spiritual exercise.
我们灵的操练，
we need to learn the spiritual exercise.
我们借着操练良心，
Through exercising our conscience,
操练直觉,
exercising our intuition,
操练交通,
exercise our fellowship with the Lord,
让我们随时可以回到灵里面,
and we can always come back to the Spirit.
因此你就看见我们有一个征战的元帅,
so that you will see that we have a captain.
他的能力比仇敌能力大多了,
his power is far greater than the enemy.
因此仇敌最大的能力是什么?
What is the greatest power of the enemy?
仇敌最大的能力就是死亡。
His greatest power is death.
他不能够再越过死亡一步。
He cannot pass death one more step.
但是我们征战的元帅最起码的能力就是胜过死亡的能力。
But the least power of our captain is the power that overcame death.
弟兄姊妹，征战乃是力量的较量，对不对？
You know, this battle is a struggle, it's a challenge of power.
征战也是智慧的较量。
But it's also a battle of wisdom.
所以他后面说到要穿上神全副的军装，就可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
So he tells us to take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist all the scheme of the devil.
抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
To stand firm against the scheme of the devil.
征战不光是能力的较量。
Not only this is a battle of power.
任何一场征战也同时是智慧的较量。
Every battle at the same time is a battle of wisdom.
仇敌是非常诡诈的。
You know how deceitful the enemy is.
仇敌他有许许多多的诡计的。
He has many schemes.
我们如果不晓得仇敌的诡计，
But if we don't know his schemes,
我们就没有办法得胜。
Then we cannot have the victory.
虽然我们有最大的能力，
Even though we have the greatest power,
但如果我们不晓得仇敌的诡计，
But if we don't know his schemes,
你知道征战不是说力量大就一定得胜的。
You know, it's not always true that whoever has the most power will win.
征战的得胜是力量和智慧的较量。
The victory to any battle is a battle of power and wisdom.
这些的中文翻成军装了，就是这个武器啊，这些军备，这些军装，其实你仔细想想，每一样都是针对仇敌的诡计。
Here you see the full armor of God. Actually, every item here mentioned is designed specifically for the schemes of the enemy.
仇敌最明显的诡计就是欺骗嘛。
The most obvious scheme of the enemy is his lies.
你知道他在伊甸园里面，他把人完全给欺骗了。
You know, he completely deceived men in
the garden. 你知道他在那里叫人去向神，你知道吗？
He tell people that you can be like God.
如果今天有人讲到说让你去向神，你说是不是一个很好的道理？
If anyone preached to you that you can be like God, wouldn't that be a good sermon?
但是仇敌让人借着他这个撒旦的性情，借着不顺服，借着悖逆来成就向神的目的。
But his lie is that through your disobedience, through your rebellion,You can try to be like God.
他是非常诡诈的一位。
He's so deceitful.
你知道人马上就落到了他的陷阱里。
So immediately, man fell into his traps.
人不仅不像神，反而像了魔鬼。
Not only they were not like God, they became like devil.
这个仇敌非常非常狠毒的一招啊。
We know he's so.
等到他把人这样欺骗以后，
When he has deceived man,
人从此就落到了自己里面。
And man has fallen into themselves. After they have fallen into themselves, then the enemy no longer needs to lie to you.
所以你发现读到后面，你找不到魔鬼了。
So towards the end, you don't find the enemy anywhere.
你就看在这个旧约里面，你难得看见他了。
So in the Old Testament, you don't really see.
难怪今天很多人觉得根本就没有仇敌的。
No wonder how.So many people thought there is no enemy and there is no devil at all.
你看仇敌他在那里做了一次欺骗了以后，当人落在自己里面以后，人就自己欺骗自己。
After the enemy has deceived man, man has fallen into themselves, then they start deceiving themselves.
如果我们仔细读新约圣经，
If you read the New Testament carefully,
圣经上常常告诉我们不要被欺骗。
It always tells you do not deceive yourself.
不要被欺哄。
Do not deceive yourselves.
你知道说到别人骗我们的时候
when they mention if it says other people deceived you,
没有几次、啊、
then not it hasn't been mentioned many times.
而且仔细想一想，当别人骗我们的，其实很多时候都因着我们里面有东西是人家可以骗的。
And if you really think about it, every time other people was able to deceive you is because there's something that's deceivable in yourself.
欺哄人的就必被欺哄。
If you deceive yourself.You will be deceived.
欺负别人，欺哄别人，别人一定欺哄你的。
If you deceive others, you will be deceived by others.
姊妹，仇敌是非常诡诈的。
We know how deceitful the enemy is.
新约圣经里面讲到自己欺骗自己讲了八次。
So in the New Testament, it mentioned, "Do not be deceived."
别人欺哄我们最多两次。
Other people deceive us perhaps two times.
而且每一次都是自己的毛病。说实在的。
And every time is really our own fault.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌。是这样的来欺骗我们。
But the enemy deceives us so much.
如果你真的了解新约圣经的话
，If you really know the New Testament，
圣经也告诉我们说，人若单单听到
，If you only hearers of the word，
却不行道
，and not doers of the word，
这人就欺哄自己
，and he deceives himself，
很厉害
，and it's so severe，
仇敌很厉害
，and the enemy is very crafty，
他常常欺骗我们。
He lies to us.
他让我们自己欺骗我们自己。
So that we will deceive ourselves.
他说：“人若自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，这人是自己欺哄自己。”
And he talks about religion. He says, "If you believe that you are religious, yet you do not bridle your own tongue, then you deceive yourself."
人若以为他所种的，他所收的不是他所种的，自欺。
If you believe that you can harvest what you do not sow, then you deceive yourself.
我们总以为我们今天所收的是别人种的。
We always believe that we are receiving what other people have
sown. 都是别人不好。
It is all because other people.
是别人在我这个葡萄园里种了很多不好的东西。
Other people has planted
horrible things in my vineyard. 我所收的都是别人种的。
So I harvest bad harvest because of other people.
如果有人是这样认为的话
，If you believe so,
圣经你不要自欺。
Then do not deceive yourself.Deceive yourself.
人种什么就收什么。
You will sow what you will harvest what you plant.
人若以为可以作恶，可以行污秽的事情，还以为自己可以承受神的国，这叫做自欺。
If you sin and still believe that you can inherit the kingdom of God, then you are deceiving yourself.
人若以为说可以滥交朋友，可以不管是不是可以与世界与罪恶接触，觉得自己不会受影响，那是自己欺哄自己的心。
If you believe that you can be in the bad company and still not affect your own moral, see how deceitful the enemy, crafty the enemy is.
但你看神所赐的军装是什么
？But you see the armor of God.
用真理束腰啊
！You will gird your loins with truth.
弟兄姊妹，真理就把仇敌一切的谎言统统戳穿。
This truth will tell through all the lies of the enemy.
真理就把仇敌完全拉到光中。
That the truth will bring enemy to the light.
仇敌今天就是让我们活在自己里面。
Today the enemy causes us to live in ourselves.
整天看我们自己。
Daily will look at ourselves.
有人看自己，看着自己好像比这个城墙比天还高啊。
Some people see themselves as high as.
哦，觉得自己像亚纳族人一样。
The skies. They think they're Anakites.
觉得自己像巨人一样。
They think they're giants.
你说当人这样看自己的时候，就早已经败坏了，是不是
？But you know, as soon as people men see themselves as something,
因为骄傲就在败坏以先嘛。
Because pride comes before.
仇敌有的时候还让我们看我们自己啊，好像蚱蜢一样啊。
And but sometimes enemy also calls us to see ourselves as locusts. You're as small as a locust. How can you rise up
against
Jesus? And you also want to build up the walls of Jerusalem and build up the testimony of unity. Do you not see yourself as locusts? And the walls that you built will be destroyed by a fox when they jump
on it.
So the enemy causes us to see ourselves. But truth causes us to see the Son of God.
什么是真理?
What is truth?
真理就是神的儿子.
The truth is the Son
弟兄姊妹,
of God.
神的儿子已经完成了得胜.
He has gained the complete victory.
神的儿子已经在十字架上败坏了掌死权的.
He has defeated the enemy on the cross.
弟兄姊妹, 仇敌就一直在那里来搅扰我们, 让我们就活在自己里面。
Even though the enemy disturbs us all the time so that we can live in ourselves.
所以你看神所赐的军装多么宝贵啊。
But you see how precious is the armor of God.
真是像刚才那诗歌说, 以力对力啊, 真的, 以智慧对智慧啊。
Truly, he has his strength and his wisdom against the enemy.
一个是属天的智慧,
one is the wisdom of heaven. One is the wisdom of the cross. One is the wisdom of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见这里面每一样都是针对魔鬼的,
you see, every armor here is devised against the enemy.
弟兄姊妹,
it's so precious here.
然后后面讲到公义,
and it talks about righteousness. And the enemy is the one, is the accuser of brethren day and night. He's so crafty. But the brethren will overcome him. By the blood of the Lamb. By the testimony of the
Lord.
Not only will we receive the righteousness, but this righteousness, which is Christ Jesus, will be manifested through us. The enemy always wants to bring the spirit of this world into the church. Because the church is the testimony of Jesus here on earth.
So when the church is the testimony of Jesus here on earth,
so when the church is walking on the earth, the enemy wants to bring the mixture of the world into here, into the church. So why?
和平福音的鞋.
So you need to shout your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
和平的福音是怎么来的?
What is the gospel of peace? Where does it come from? That is through the cross of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
the cross has separated us from the world completely.
让我们今天可以在地上成为主的见证。
So that we can be a testimony of the Lord.
他说有信心的藤牌。
And also the shield of faith.
仇敌常常把这一个火箭射在我们的里面。
So often the enemy will shoot a flaming arrow into us.
让我们怀疑神的爱。
So that we'll doubt his love.
甚至让我们怀疑、猜疑、不信任我们的弟兄。
That we'll even have doubt or disbelief to our brothers and sisters.
有一段时间，仇敌的火箭就射中我了。
There is a period of time, this fiery dart shot at me.
那天回去我跟这个太太交通。
And when that day I went home to fellowship with my wife.
哎呀，我说在侍奉里，我们怎么可以这样做事呢？
And I was asking her, how can we do such thing in our service?
哎呀，我们里面觉得。 好像我们跟弟兄之间的距离是非常远的。
And in myself, I felt like I'm very far from my brother.
我们觉得说，如果这样侍奉下去，我们没有办法同心合一的祷告。
I felt if we keep serving and doing things like this, then we cannot pray together in one heart.
好像弟兄跟弟兄之间是彼此是拆台的。
As if we're destroying each other's foundations.
好像是用世界的办法在那里彼此对付的。
As if we're dealing against each other according to the way of the world.
你知道那个仇敌的火箭多么厉害。
You know how severe this fiery dart.
你越想啊，你越被那个火烧的时候，那你就整个的灵啊，就整个的就就就 就软下去了。
The more you think about it, the more you're consumed by his fire.
整个的人就觉得说这个侍奉不下去了。
And、your whole spirit become weakened, and you cannot serve any longer.
感谢主，在我们一起祷告的时候。
But we thank the Lord as we pray together.
主就让我一下子里面有个感觉。
The Lord brought a sense into me.
这个思想不是主的。
And he said, this thought is not from the Lord.
要用信心抵挡它。
You need to resist it.
我们的主今天仍然坐在宝座上。
Our Lord Jesus is still seated as king.
弟兄姊妹，无论外面有什么样的环境，
no matter what environment,
我们的主仍然坐王掌权。
He still seats as king.
他的权柄统管万有。
And his power,
他的宝座安定在天。
And his throne is up in heaven.
要相信你的弟兄。
You need to trust your brother.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样用信心来抵挡的时候。
When we resist the devil with your faith,
太奇妙了。
It's so amazing.
什么事都没有。
And everything will pass.
我告诉你弟兄姊妹，什么事都没发生。
Nothing happened to us.
跟弟兄之间没有任何的拦阻。
And there was no resistance between us, me
and
the brother. 仇敌
是何等的诡诈呢？
But how crafty was the enemy?
他何等的恨恶教会能够产生出合一的见证呢？
How he hates for the church to have the testimony
of unity. 他把许多的怀疑的观念。
He brings many doubts.
把很多这个消极的思想。
He brings many negative thoughts.
忧郁。
Many sorrows.
这些都是很严重的火箭呐。
These are all very severe fiery darts.
射到人的里面。
And he shoots them into man's heart.
我们实在需要信心的藤牌。
So we truly need the shield of faith.
我们也需要救恩的头盔。
We also need the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why do we need
help? 因为仇敌常常来搅扰我们的思想。
Because he always disturbs
our mind. 不仅射火箭呢。
Not only he shoots the fire arrows.
你知道他还搅扰我们的思想。
But he also disturbs our mind.
就是有读圣经的时候都把我们都给搅得就混了。
And whenever you read the Bible, you will be confused by all the thoughts he brings up.
那么有人就跟我讲说，你说圣经上有的时候讲的话正好相反的。
So some people would tell me the Bible contradicts itself.
在这个在这个箴言十六章这个那个地方告诉我们说，这个如果你看见一个人紧闭嘴唇的话，那是成就邪恶。
In Proverbs chapter 16 it says if someone holds his lips then he is deceived. He
到了第十七章说，如果你言语寡少，那个是好的。
But then in chapter 17 it says if someone is few of words, a few words,
如果愚昧人少说几句，那算聪明啊。
And it's good for the fool, if a fool holds his tongue, it's wise to him.
那就搞混了。
Then we are utterly confused.
到底是要紧闭嘴唇呢？
And should we hold our tongue?
还是要说话呢？你紧闭嘴唇，你到底是智慧的？你到底是成就邪恶呢？
When you hold your tongue, are you achieving evil or is it wisdom? 你看后面讲
了，你要少说话就智慧，对不对？
Because later on it says, if you speak
few words, you'll be wisdom. 但是前面说你要是紧闭嘴唇，你就成就邪恶了。
But earlier it says, if you hold your lips, then you are evil.
那到底说不说呀？
Then should you speak or not?
那么你这个你说我不说，有可能是成就邪恶了。
Then you say, then I won't say anything. Then perhaps you fall into
chapter 16. 所以你知道，有的时候人就搅混了。
So people will be confused.
所以你要戴上救恩的头盔啊。
That's why you need to take the helmet of salvation.
太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
什么叫做救恩的头盔啊？
What does it mean to have the helmet of salvation?
谁是我们的救恩呢？
Who is our salvation?
神的儿子是我们的救恩。
The Son of God is our
salvation. 这每一样都是指的神的儿子说的。
Every single thing here.
神的儿子是真理。
Refers to the Son of God.
神的儿子是我们的公义。
He is truth. He is our
righteousness. 神的儿子就是平安的福音。
He is the gospel of peace.
神的儿子就是我们的信心。
He is our faith.
神的儿子就是救恩的头盔。
The Son of God is our helmet.
换句话说，你需要思想主耶稣。
In another word, you need to think about Christ.
当你思想主耶稣的，你就发现非常的清楚。
When you remember Jesus Christ, it becomes very clear.
弟兄姊妹，你不信，你试试看。
You can try it.
当你去思想主耶稣的时候
，Whenever you meditate on Jesus,
主就让你想起他在十字架上，好像在那个羊羔在剪毛人手下，声音啊。
He will cause you to remember when he was on the cross, he was like a lamb in the hands of the shearers.
一句话都没有。
He was completely silent.
他被害不，他被骂不还口，被害不说威吓。
He was ridiculed, but he did not talk back.
但是我们的主，他的话少，不是紧闭嘴唇。
But yet, even though he was a few words, he did not hold his lips.
他不是里面充满了埋怨，然后把嘴唇紧紧闭住不说出来，不是。
He was not holding back all the complaints in his heart and closing his lips.
当你思想主耶稣的时候。
But when you meditate on him,
你就发现不是你嘴唇的问题。
You realize the problem is not in your lips.
是你有没有接受十字架的问题。
The problem is either you have received the
cross or not. 是你的心有没有受割礼的问题。
If either your heart is circumcised.
如果我的心受了割礼的话。
If your heart was circumcised.
我根本没有话呀。
Then I have no words.
我没有埋怨的话。
Then I have no complaint.
我没有任何抱怨的话。
I have nothing to complain.
我没有是非的话。
I have nothing to
我不需要紧闭嘴唇，我言语就稀少的。
I don't need to hold my lips to keep my words.
你说今天要非得紧闭嘴唇才言语稀少的，那当面不说，背后说的话更多。
If someone's trying to very hard to hold their lips, they will talk more behind people's back.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们思想主耶稣的时候
，But when you meditate on Lord Jesus,
我们就从仇敌的这些搅扰里面出来了。
We'll come out of all the disturbances.
我们就得胜了。
Then we can receive the victory.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见的每一个军装，真的是太智慧了。
Brothers and sisters, how wise, how much wisdom goes into every one of these armors?
圣灵的宝剑
and the sword of the spirit.
主的话被圣灵开启的时候，它就像两刃的利剑一样，能够进到人最深最深的地方。
When the word of the Lord is opened by the Spirit, it is like a two-edged sword. It can enter into the depth of man.
能够让人灵里面完全翻转过来。
You can separate, you can turn
让人灵里面完全的被开启。
You can open the spirit completely.
你知道仇敌最多做的工作是在人的思想里面树立许多坚固的营垒。
You know, the most the enemy can do is to set up different fortresses in your mind.
我们今天征战的不是属血气的兵。
Today we do not fight against.
乃是在神面前有能力攻克仇敌一切坚固的营垒。
We're not fighting with weapons of the flesh.But we have the power from God to overcome all the fortresses of the enemy. So this sword of spirit can enter into our spirit.
So, 弟兄姊妹，这些的军装对我们来讲太宝贵了。
So all these armors are so precious.
所以你看见说我们在这里讲的征战的时候，其实很简单的。
So when it mentions this battlefield, when it mentions this warfare, it's very simple.
首先，你必须认识征战的性质。
First, we need to know the nature of this battle.
你必须知道这是属灵的征战。
We need to know this is a spiritual warfare.
所以，你今天你要知道你要站住的。
So that we need to stand firm.
你要站在主这一边的。
We need to stand with the Lord.
你要起来征战的。
We need to rise up.
你不能让仇敌在那里欺骗你。
We cannot be deceived by the enemy.
更不能让仇敌把你的右眼弯出来。
We cannot ask the enemy to gouge out our right eye.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样站住的时候，你发现这里面。就有能力和智慧。
So when we stand, we see there is wisdom and power.
我们征战就靠着这能力和智慧。
And we fight with the spirit.
谁是我们的能力和智慧呢
？Who is our strength and power?
基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
Christ is the power and the wisdom of God.
基督就是我们征战的能力。
Christ is the strength that we fight with.
基督就是我们征战的智慧。
Christ is the wisdom that we
fight with. 弟兄姊妹，这里面讲的所有的军装都是指的神的儿子说的。
All the armor of God mentioned here refers to the Son of God.
好了，那你说这些我们都有了。
So you say, okay, we have all this.
那我们到哪儿去征战呢？
Then where do we go to fight?
有人说家庭是征地方。
So someone would say, our home is
the
battlefield.
家庭实在是好像一个征战的战场一样。
We truly felt that our family, our household is a battlefield. Some people say our workplace is a battlefield.
还有人说，不对。
Some people say no.
因为是属灵的征战。
Because it's a spiritual warfare.
属灵真的是教会是征战的地方。
Then we'll say because it's a spiritual warfare, then the church is the battlefield.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这些都不是征战的地方。
These are all not the battlefield.
家是爱的地方啊。
Your home is a place of love.
家是彼此相爱，哪是征战的地方
？Your home is a place where you need to love one another.
工作的地方乃是我们见证基督的，不是征战的地方。
Your workplace is a place where you testify for the Lord. It's not a battlefield.
教会更不能是征战的地方啊。
And the church cannot be a battlefield.
如果教会是征战的地方，我们打完了，我们都分散了。
If church is a battlefield, you fight against each other and we all scatter.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这些都不是征战的地方啊。
But these are not the battlefields.
圣经在这里非常奇妙地告诉我。
The Bible is very clear.
我们的战场在哪里？
It's amazing how he tells us.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你不晓得你我的战场在哪里,
if we do not know our battlefield,
纵然我们在前面,
even though we understand all the principles, but we're still fighting against flesh and blood.
弟兄姊妹,
we need to see the revelation in the Word of God. Where is our battlefield?
弟兄姊妹,
it is prayers.
祷告是我们征战的战场，弟兄姊妹。
Our prayers is the battlefield of this warfare.
你读圣经岂不是一而再再而三这样启示我们吗？
When you read the Bible, does it not reveal it to us once again?
你看，当以色列百姓来到利非丁的时候，
when the people of God came to Jericho,
亚玛利人在那里来要来欺负以色列人。
When the Amalekites came to fight against Israel,
那么你看见外面是约书亚在那里拿着刀去和亚玛利人征战。
When Joshua took his sword and went and fight with Israelites.
但是你看后面乃是摩西到山上在那里举起他的手在那里祷告。
But you truly see it was Moses who went up the mountain and raised up his hand to pray.
什么时候约书亚在那里奋力征战，以色列人就得胜。
The Bible didn't say whenever Joshua fought with all his might, the Israelites won.
精疲力尽的时候，以色列人就失败。
The Bible didn't say whenever Joshua was tired, then the Israelites lost.
圣经上说什么时候摩西举手，
but Bible says whenever Moses raised up his hand, Israelites won.
什么时候摩西的手垂下来了？
Whenever the hands of Moses came down,
亚玛利人就得胜。
Then the Amalekites had the victory.
弟兄姊妹, 征战的战场乃是祷告。
The battlefield of our warfare is in prayers.
弟兄姊妹,
do not be deceived by the enemy.
不要以为神的教会是征战的地方。
Do not think that the church of God is the place of battlefield. The church of God is a place for love.
弟兄姊妹,
the church of God is where we need to practice loving one another. It is not a place for battlefields. Our battlefield is in prayers.
弟兄姊妹, 进到战场里面,
if you enter into a battlefield, will you not take off your armors?
今天很多人来到战场里面不穿军装的。
There are so many people that come into this battlefield and not wear any armor.
以为前面这些军装跟祷告没有关系的。
They thought all the armors mentioned above has nothing to do with prayers.
弟兄姊妹, 为什么很多时候我们的祷告好像没有那样的有能力呢？
What was the reason why we felt that our prayer has no strength?
为什么今天教会有的时候显征出的那个征战的能力是这样软弱呢？
How come we're fighting with such feeble strength?
因为我不晓得原来这些的军装都是为了祷告的。
Because we didn't understand that all this full armor was prepared for our prayers.
你就发现一个人如果不 不以真理素要说实在的，他连祷告聚会都是很多都来不了。告诉你
，You realize if someone do not gird themselves with truth, they cannot even come to prayer meetings.
仇敌让我们真的是势如缠身呐。
The enemy will gird our life with many other things.
反正你还是都用gird得很好，你这番你是腰上总是缠东西的。对了，And
you will gird yourself with something.
你要不然是以真理素要。
Either you're girding your loins with truth, or you will be girded with all the matters of this world.
弟兄姊妹,
we're living in this generation, we have so many things in our life.
随便一件事就让我们来不了聚会。
No matter what rises up, it will prevent us from coming to prayer meeting.
哎，祷告聚会就算了。
Even the smallest thing will cause us to think, oh, then we'll give up prayer meeting.
你要学习用真理素养。
But we need to be girded with the truth.
有一位前面很属灵的弟兄，
and there was very spiritual brother
A.B. Simpson.
A.B. Simpson,
他曾经被身体的疾病缠身，
and he was girded with many illness in his body.
他里面觉着说他实在是愿意来服侍神。
He really had the burden to serve God.
但是因为疾病缠身，他根本就别说什么聚，恐怕什么聚会都去不了了。
But because of all his illnesses, he can't attend any meetings.
有一天真理照见他的里面。
But one day, a truth shined into him.
主耶稣是他的医治。
Lord Jesus is his healer.
真理素要。
And then he was suddenly girded with truth. And all the burdens that used to gird him
fell apart.
Not only he attended prayer meeting, but he went to many gatherings, and he became a vessel used by the Lord.
真理素腰，我们才能够这样自由的来到祷告聚会。
Only when we're girded by the truth,
仇敌的诡计就让你事物缠身呐，你的事情太多了。
Otherwise, the scheme of the enemy will gird you with all the matters of this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们发现其实真正真的愿意来参加祷告聚会的，没有几个没有事情的。
Actually, if you see all those who come to prayer meeting, they all have a lot of things.
他们不是没有事物。
It's not that they're free.
但他们学习一件事情。
But they learn one thing.
他们学习以真理束腰。
But they learn to gird themselves.
一个人有真，你知道，一个人一束腰以后，他就是自由了。
When they're girded with truth, they are
truly free. 主说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
Because the Lord Jesus says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
仇敌就用事物把我们紧紧的拉住，你根本来不了战场的里面。
Even though the enemy will gird you with all the matters of this life, and you cannot come to battlefield.
弟兄姊妹，一人的祷告功效是什么？是大有功效的。
But you know the prayer of the righteous accomplish much.
仇敌常常让我们觉得我们良心有亏，是不是？
So very often the enemy will mar our conscience.
一个人良心有亏，信心都漏掉了。
If we felt that our conscience is marred,
一个没有信心的祷告怎么能够让神垂听呢？
If we don't have prayer in faith, then how can God listen to
it? 弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面说的每一个军装都是为我们在主面前在那里教会的祷告在那里预备的。
So here you see all the armors are prepared for our corporate prayers in church.
弟兄姊妹，若不是这和平的福音，
If it's not for the preparation of the gospel of peace,
世界的灵要进入到我们中间，
then the spirit of this world will enter among us.
让我们彼此纷争，让我们彼此之间产生许许多多的混乱。
It will cause confusions and divisions among us.
教会的祷告只有一种的祷告。
But there is only one prayer for the church.
就是同心合一的祷告。
It's the prayer of one heart.
教会从来没有所谓的许许多多这个各自祷告各自的祷告，没有的。
The church does not pray according to one another.
教会的祷告总是同心合一的祷告。
The prayer of the church are only the prayer that come from one heart.
这是仇敌最惧怕的。
And that is what the enemy fears the most.
因为教会在地上所捆绑的，天上就捆绑。
So because whatever the church binds on earth,
教会在地上释放的，天上就释放。
Whatever the church loses on earth will be
loosed
in heaven.
所以仇敌如果能够把我们彼此之间能够分开，
if the enemy can cause divisions among us,
让我们彼此嫉妒、彼此纷争的话，
if there is strife and envy against each other,
弟兄姊妹，仇敌就在那拦阻教会的祷告。
Then the enemy can prevent a prayer from the church.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是何等的真实呢？
This battlefield is so real.
我们需要和平的福音。
We need the preparation.
接受十字架的对付。
We need to receive the gospel.
把我们的这个世界的灵同能摆在死地。
So all the spirit of this world will be
crucified. 好让我们和弟兄可以同心合意的来到主的面前。
So that with our brothers and sisters, we can come with one heart before God.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你自己的经历如何？
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about your experience.
很多时候不祷告啊，脑袋瓜什么都不想。
But so very often when I'm not praying, then my mind is completely
empty. 真的要好好祷告了。我要迫切的祷告了。
When I want to pray earnestly,
我要认真的来到主面前来办交涉，来亲近神了。
I want to really come before the Lord and draw near to Him.
什么乱七八糟的思想同时都进到你的脑袋里面来。
And all different thoughts come into my mind.
我不知道你的经历是怎样。
I don't know about your experience.
如果我们真的有一点点祷告的经历，
But if you have some experience,
我们真的有一点点亲近神的经历，
If you have some experience in drawing near to the Lord,
你就发现仇敌何等惧怕我们回到灵里面。
Then you see how the enemy is afraid for us to come back into the spirit.
何等惧怕我们安静下来。
He's so afraid for us to quiet down.
所以你就发现这些的火箭，这些的混乱的思想通通的跑到我们的头脑里面。
So all these fiery darts, all the thoughts of confusion will come into our mind whenever we want to pray.
感谢主，主这里有信心的藤牌和救恩的头盔。
But we thank the Lord that here is a shield of faith and a helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告的里面你发现主的话是何等有力量。
So in prayers you see how powerful is the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有神话语的祷告那是非常软弱的祷告。
If we cannot pray with the words of God, then it's a very weak prayer.
有的弟兄甚至说，这个祷告哈，就是这个主的话就是祷告的粮食。
Some brother even said, the word of the Lord is the food of prayer.
好像人一样。
It's just like men.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
We do not live by bread alone, but by every word coming from
the mouth of the Lord. 祷告也不是光靠着外面的声音呢。
And it's not only from our voice.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But it's through every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，当主的话在圣灵里面，在那里开启的时候，在祷告里面带进的能力是何等的浩大呢？
When you see the Holy Spirit opens our spirit, that we can pray and
bring
all the strength of the Lord.
有的弟兄姊妹，他们的一个祷告，把我们就从好像从地狱里面就给拯救出来了。
Sometimes you experience one brother will pray one prayer.As if
he saves us from the depth of hell.
When we come with many sorrows and many burdens.
但是这里面有一个祷告是把主的话这样带出来了。
But suddenly there was one prayer that brought out the word of the Lord.
带出来了。
And the word of the Spirit was brought out.
在圣灵里面的祷告就常常把主的话语这样来供应出来。
And through the prayer of the Spirit, then his word was supplied.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
我们不要觉得说我们今天来到战场，我们什么装备都没有。
Do not feel that you come to the battlefield not armed in anything.
我们来到战场，我们需要这些的军装啊，弟兄姊妹。
As we come to the battlefield, we need to take up
the full armor. 一个当兵的到战场不穿军装穿什么呢
？If you do not come to the battlefield in armors, then what do you wear?
弟兄姊妹，这里面。给我们看见教会的祷告是何等的紧要呢
？So here we see how important it is the prayer.
因为这是我们征战的战场。
Because this is our battlefield.
在祷告里面得胜，你就发现聚会就刚强。
If we can have the victory in prayers,
then
you will see your meeting will be strengthened.
我们的祷告聚会如果被仇敌给搅扰了。
But if your prayer meeting is
disturbed, 我们的祷告聚会如果被仇敌给分开了。
If your prayer meeting is divided by the enemy,
我们的祷告就被仇敌给打败了。
If we're defeated in our prayer meeting,
你就看见仇敌在聚会里是肆意的在那里破坏我们。
Then you will see in all other gatherings, the enemy will have his
way. 征战的战场乃是祷告。
We have to see the battlefield is our
prayers.
We need to rise up.
我们要起来征战。
We need to rise up and stand up and fight.
不是与属血气的人征战呢。
Not against flesh and blood.
是与属灵的仇敌征战，弟兄姊妹。
But it's against powers and rulers of the spiritual forces.
不是在自己的家里面打仗啊。
It is not fighting in your own home.
也不是在教会里打仗。
It is not fighting in church.
弟兄姊妹，乃是在祷告里面和仇敌征战。
But we need to wage this warfare against the enemies of
our
prayers.
是我们得胜的旌旗，弟兄姊妹。
The Lord Almighty is our banner.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都起来征战。
We need to rise up and fight.
你看到后面他这个结果何等的荣耀呢
？So you see how glorious is the result.
到后面虽然好像是一个劝勉，这个一个交通的话语。
At the end, even though it seems to be a word of encouragement in fellowship,
你发现在教会里面那个交通哈、啊、太奇妙了。
But we see how precious is this fellowship in church.
他说。把我们的情形和我的情况全告诉你们。
He says he will tell you all about my circumstances and how I am doing.
我觉得教会里面，如果我们这样的来忠心的在主面的话
，If we can come before the Lord and pray faithfully,
你发现那个合一的实际是何等真实。
And you will see we'll enter into a reality of this unity.
我们可以和弟兄之间全都告诉。
Then we can make everything known to our brothers.
这叫做真正的属灵的交通。
That is a true fellowship.
如果还遮盖一半的话
，If you're only hidden half of,
如果还留一部分的话
，You're reserving half of you.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要祷告。
Then we need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，要让神在我们中间显出他合一的实际来。
Then the Lord needs to manifest the unity of His,
the reality of His unity. 你发现就平安、仁爱、信心。
So through this warfare, we receive peace, love with faith.
诚心爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And for those who love our Lord with undying love.
这英文翻的是非常好，它是说的那个不朽坏的爱。
It is an incorruptible love.
哦，弟兄们，在神的教会里最宝贵的就是这不坏的爱。
The most precious gift to this church is
the undying love. 这一面是祷告带进来的。
It's brought in by the prayers.
一面也是借着这样不朽坏的爱，你发现神的教会起来为主耶稣基督征战。
It is also by this incorruptible love the church can stand up.
为了主耶稣基督的荣耀
，for the glory of God.
为了神的国度
，for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来。
We need to rise up.
因为这不朽坏的爱今天已经浇灌在我们的里面。
Because we've been this incorruptible love has been poured out in us.
这不朽的爱，乃是那个祷告的燃烧的烈火。
This undying love is the consuming fire in our prayers.
没有热火的祷告是你这祷告是被形容像香一样，对不对
？You know, prayer is described as an incense.
你有没有看见有一种香不点火就冒烟呢
？Have you seen any incense will rise up without any fire?
不冷不热的祷告没有办法上升的，弟兄姊妹。
A lukewarm fire cannot rise up to heaven.
只有这不朽坏的爱的烈火在里面燃烧的时候，那一个祷告的香才达到宝座的面前。
Only when we're consumed by this undying love, then our prayer is kind of sent to heaven.
哦，弟兄姊妹，愿我们因着主自己在这里话语的鼓舞，我们都起来。
May the Lord's with the word of his of the Lord encourage us.
为了让神的旨意成就在我们的中间。
That we can all rise up for
the Lord. 为了让他在以弗所书里所启示的能够启示在我们中间。
For his will to be accomplished.
让他的教会能够那一个实际建立在我们的中间。
For his revelation can be made known to us.
我们要征战。
His church can be built up.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是借着征战而成就的。
We need to fight.
我们成就了一切，还站立得住，弟兄姊妹。
After having done everything to stand firm,
愿主借这句话来鼓舞我们。
May the Lord really encourage us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
你今天要在你的教会里面得着你自己祷告的器皿。
Today, you want to gain vessels of prayer.
你今天要兴起征战的勇士。
You want to raise up.Warriors of your
battle. 愿你的圣灵今天借着你的话语来抓住我们。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit capture us today.
让我们今天都起来。
So that we can all rise.
我们起来为了主而征战。
We can rise up and fight for
the Lord. 让主的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that your will can be done on earth
as it is in heaven. 让主的国降临。
That your kingdom come.
让人都尊主的名为圣。
That all will say hallowed be thy name.
主啊，借着你教会，你来得着荣耀。
Through your church, Lord, may you gain your glory.
让你的教会都成为你自己。征战的勇士
so that your church will be a warrior in this battlefield.
听我们祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.